Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Iran-Israel conflict escalates further. Iranian missiles cause serious damage in central and southern Israel while Israel attacks Iran's nuclear facility. Center decides to evacuate Indian nationals from Israel, also as part of Operation Sindhu. Voting for by-election to 5 assembly seats in 4 states concludes peacefully. 3-member judicial panel finds enough evidence to initiate removal of former Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra begins tomorrow from Sikkim after a gap of 5 years. And southwest monsoon advances further into Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. Heavy rainfall likely over Konkan, Madhya Maharashtra and Gujarat. The conflict between Israel and Iran has escalated further. Iranian missiles caused serious damage at several sites in central and southern Israel, while Israeli forces are reported to have attacked Iran's Arak heavy water nuclear reactor. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today said that the country is committed to eliminating Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. We have more from a correspondent.
Tensions continue to mount as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the nation just hours after Iranian missiles struck multiple sites, including Soroka Medical Center in Beersheba. The strike on the hospital has triggered international condemnation, with Israeli authorities calling it a clear violation of international humanitarian law. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that the intended target was military infrastructure near the hospital, not the medical facility itself. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has declared the elimination of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as one of Israel's core war objectives, an unprecedented escalation in a conflict long dominated by proxy warfare and limited direct engagement. Israeli military sources report that Iran has begun using sophisticated multi-warhead missiles designed to evade interception by splitting midair into multiple projectiles, posing a serious new threat to Israel's defense capabilities. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
U.S. President Donald Trump has maintained strategic ambiguity regarding potential American military involvement in the West Asian conflict. Speaking to reporters, he indicated he has not yet decided whether the United States will join Israel's campaign against Iranian nuclear facilities. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has rejected calls for what Trump characterized as unconditional surrender, warning that any American military intervention would result in severe consequences for the United States. United Nations today expressed deep concern over the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel, stating it was appalled by the treatment of civilians as collateral damage. As part of Operation Sindhu, the government has decided to evacuate Indian nationals from Israel after Iran. In a statement today, the Minister of External Affairs said that the travel of Indian nationals who wish to leave Israel will be facilitated through land borders and thereafter by air to India. The ministry added that the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv will be making arrangements for the evacuation and urged all Indian citizens to register themselves with the embassy. A 24/7 control room has been established at the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv. Indian citizens are requested to contact the embassy at 972547520711 and 972543278392 or email at cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Voting in the by-elections for 5 assembly seats across 4 states has concluded peacefully. In Gujarat, Visavadar seat has recorded over 54% voter turnout, while the Kadi assembly constituency registered over 54% till 5 p.m. Ninambur seat in Kerala has recorded around 70% voter turnout. The voting percentage for the Kaliganj assembly seat in West Bengal was over 69%. As many as 49% polling was reported in Punjab's Ludhiana West assembly constituency. A correspondent reports that 14 candidates, including 4 from the major political parties, were in the fray.
Ludhiana West seat was fallen vacant after the death of AAP MLA Gurpreet Basi Gogi in January this year. The total number of registered voters of this constituency was over 1,75,000, including 10 transgenders. The district election officer Himanshu Jain and the general observer Rajiv Kumar kept visiting various polling booths to take stock of the situation. As the fate of the candidates has now been sealed in the electronic voting machines, the results would be out on the counting day of June 23rd. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The counting of votes for all five seats will take place on Monday. The Minister of Culture will mark the 11th International Day of Yoga by organizing yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. These events, scheduled for the 21st of June, will complement the main celebrations being organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रति पल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Bihar, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh from tomorrow. During his visit, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects in Bihar and Odisha. The Prime Minister will visit Siwan in Bihar tomorrow and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects. To boost railway infrastructure in the state, he will inaugurate the new Vaishali-Devriya railway line project worth over 400 crore rupees and flag off a new train service on this route. Mr. Modi will also flag off the Vande Bharat Express between Pataliputra and Gorakhpur through Muzaffarpur and Bethia. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The three-member panel formed to investigate the allegations of cash discovery at the residence of Justice Yashwant Verma has concluded that there was sufficient substance to initiate proceedings for the removal of the former Delhi High Court judge. The committee comprising Chief Justice of the Punjab and the Haryana High Court, Sheel Nagu, Chief Justice of the Himachal Pradesh High Court, G.S. Sandawalia, and Karnataka High Court Judge Anu Sivaraman has revoked his claims that the episode was set up to frame him. As per the report, cash was found at the storeroom of Justice Verma's residence in New Delhi, and two of his domestic staff were instrumental in removing the burnt cash from the storeroom. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the youth have to play an important role in fulfilling the resolution to make the country developed by 2047. Addressing the 9th convocation of Rajasthan Central University near Ajmer today, Mr. Pradhan said that making India a powerful country in the coming two decades is a collective commitment of the citizens of the country, and this resolution will be fulfilled.
Koi bhi desh aage jata hai uski yuva pidhi ki kandhe pe baith ke us yuva pidhi ki jazba pe jata hai us yuva pidhi ki buddhimatta se jata hai us yuva pidhi ki mehnat se jata hai. दुनिया में कहा जाता है न्यू ऑर्डर आ रहा है जिस प्रकार की जियोपॉलिटिकल सिचुएशन हमारी विश्व में है भारत अपने आप में निखर के उभर रहा है.
Union Minister of Tribal Affairs Jewel Oram said that the government is working towards eradicating sickle cell anemia, a major health concern among tribal communities. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, Mr. Oram said that awareness has been created among tribal communities about sickle cell anemia.
Sickle cell tribal में एक बहुत बड़ा समस्या है मलेरिया और sickle cell. Already AIMS के साथ हम लोग tie up कर चुके हैं और अभी तक 2 crore से ज़्यादा लोगों को screening हो चुका है और उनको card दिया गया है. मलेरिया तो almost eradicated है, बाकी जो sickle cell anemia भी हम eradicated कर देंगे और इसके लिए बहुत सारे स्थान में screening हो रहा है, उनके लिए awareness create किया जा रहा है और उनको समझाया जा रहा है.
The interview will be broadcast on 100.1 Akashvani FM Gold Channel and across the entire Akashvani network at 9:30 tonight as part of the special series Viksit Bharat Ka Amrit Kaal Seva Susashan Garib Kalyan Ke 11 Saal. The interview will also be streamed simultaneously on our YouTube channel and news on AIR Official. In Sikkim, all preparations have been made for the smooth conduct of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra beginning tomorrow morning after a gap of 5 years. Our correspondent reports that the first batch that consists of 36 pilgrims along with two Ministry of External Affairs officials will start their journey.
After a gap of 5 years, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will resume tomorrow from Nathula in Sikkim. The Sikkim government, along with the various departments of the central government, are putting all efforts to ensure hassle-free visit of the pilgrims. Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur will formally flag off the yatra. There are 36 persons in the first batch apart from government officials. There will be a total of 10 batches that will undertake the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra this year from Nathula. Each batch will take 11 to 12 days to complete the yatra. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, said the southwest monsoon has covered the Bihar and eastern Uttar Pradesh. It also said the monsoon will move further into north and central India in the next 2 to 3 days. Heavy to very heavy rain is likely in some parts of Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Bihar, Gangetic, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani told Akashvani News that a red alert has been issued for Konkan, Goa, Gujarat and Madhya Maharashtra.
Today, monsoon further cover over entire Bihar and parts of East Uttar Pradesh. And if we see the heavy to very heavy rainfall, isolated extremely heavy rainfall warning, red color warning we have issued mainly for Jharkhand and orange color warning for surrounding area like Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. And then further to the west, the extremely heavy rainfall is occurring over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and adjoining Gujarat.
Almost all parts of Maharashtra are witnessing moderate to extremely heavy showers since this morning. A Mumbai correspondent reports that a high wave warning has been issued for the coastal areas of Thane, Mumbai Suburban, Mumbai City, Raigad, Ratnagiri and Sindhudurg with waves ranging from 3.5 to 3.8 meters expected to hit the coast until 11:30 tonight.
Mandangad and Kher tehsils in coastal Ratnagiri district are witnessing incessant rainfall since this morning, with the Jagbudi River crossing the danger mark. Extremely heavy rainfall lashed Nashik city and rural areas today, with flooded rivers and streams cutting off access to many villages in the district. In Ozhar, a person was swept away while fishing. Excessive rainfall has damaged houses in Nashik city and Surgana. Dhule district is also witnessing continuous rain since morning, bringing relief to farmers in the region. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Southwest monsoon has also advanced further in Gujarat, covering most of the state. Heavy rains lashed several parts of the state, especially South Gujarat and the Saurashtra region, for the fourth consecutive day. We have a report.
13 teams of NDRF and 20 teams of SDRF have been deployed in the rain-affected districts. Over 180 people have been safely rescued from Botad, Amreli, Bhavnagar and Gandhinagar districts. The administration has relocated more than 1,000 people from low-lying areas to safer locations. Road transport has been severely affected due to waterlogging, with more than 160 roads across the state closed to traffic. 11 villages remain without power. Meanwhile, in the light of the forecast of widespread rainfall, fishermen in the state have been advised not to venture into the sea for the next 5 days. With Aparna Kun's report, this is Saira Mushtaba, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
On to sports, five-match test series between India and England will kick off tomorrow, with the first match being played in the Headingley Cricket Ground in Leeds. The tour will mark a fresh chapter for Indian team, with Shubman Gill leading as captain following the test retirements of batting greats Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Iran-Israel conflict escalates further. Iranian missiles cause serious damage in central and southern Israel, while Israel attacks Iran's nuclear facility. Center decides to evacuate Indian nationals from Israel, also as part of Operation Sindhu. Voting for by-election to 5 assembly seats in 4 states concludes peacefully. 3-member judicial panel finds enough evidence to initiate removal of former Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra begins tomorrow from Sikkim after a gap of 5 years. Southwest monsoon advances further into Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. Heavy rainfall likely over Konkan, Madhya Maharashtra and Gujarat. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.